Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America party, and happy 4th of July. Scratches in that vinyl record didn't bother you, but that record was made by the cast of World War II, and every one of those scratches is 47 of them, equals 8,000 men who died so that you and I could complain about the secondhand smoke and salt. My book, The Spirit of America Party, is dedicated to the ones I love, my God, my family, and my countrymen, minus the traitors. We are the only nation in history who succeeded in declaring independence from Europe and made the grade. We wrote the book on revelation and revolution, and God help those who force us to pay back terrorism. Everybody thinks they can make a revolution, but few can maintain it. The Russian Revolution is over in Russia. It got off on the wrong foot when the pro-choice butchers murdered the Romanov children. China's revolution is going communist. Now they are buying American oil companies and politicians with American dollars. The French Revolution was inspired by us. Unfortunately, the French took the wrong side again and killed the wrong people. The Irish Uprising of 1798 was inspired both by France and America. Such bravery against insurmountable odds showed a spirit in feet and song that are sung today. No one ever wrote a song about Nathan Hale, but the Irish to this day sing about the crappy boy with no name. He died at the hands and in the same way under the same general as Nathan Hale. Fidel's liberation of Cuba lasted 10 minutes. Now the Cuban people live under the poverty boot of the conqueror who tells them, "I did it all for you." And I hear God is summoning Hugo Chavez. Hang in there.
I just said China is going communist. I meant to say China is going capitalist. And if we don't learn to compete against China, we are going to lose our shirts.
That's it.
Today is July the 2nd, 2 days away from Independence Day. Fox just did a survey, and the results they published this morning. And the 20 most patriotic states. And do you know that of the 20 most patriotic states, Maine was number one. And of the 13 original colonies, only Delaware was one of the 20 most patriotic states. No New York, no California, no Massachusetts. Unbelievable, right? I got to get the list. Okay, hang in there for a salute to the United States Marine Corps. here we go. We're watching these congressmen and senators, and they're all playing footsie, and each one accusing the other of selling the country short. And it's embarrassing. And they're all talking about, we'll shave a few points here and shave a few points there, but we're in hock for $14 trillion. Operation Half is the only way to go. This president will do more damage in the next 18 months than the Romans did to Carthage. The man does not have one original thought. All is based on Marxist ideology. It's easy to give bread to the poor when your pockets are full. But skip the all-in-one boat routine because no one buys it. And I'm so sick and tired of blaming the oil companies. What about going after Big Hollywood? How about the windfall profits of Big Hollywood and some of that crap we're forced to watch while they make millions? At least the oil companies keep your car going. Yep. He stole oil reserves that belong to the Navy. Obama took 30 million barrels off the out of the strategic oil reserves, which I doubt were full to begin with. They won't tell you. Yeah, everybody thinks they're full to the top. Not with this guy. He hates oil. He stole oil reserves that belonged to the U.S. Navy. Clinton and Gore did it bigger in Elk Hills. That's when they sold the Elk Hills oil reserves to Occidental Petroleum, which was Al Gore's father's company. So there was a political connection there. It's always nice to have a hook. You can make a lot of money with hooks. There's big fish to catch out there. So the European orders, he used the 30 million barrels of oil to fill the European orders that used to go to Libya. So now he's filling Libyan oil orders with a name change. They say, I only seen this once and I don't believe it, but they say 30,000 Marines are training for an invasion of Libya. I don't believe it, but I don't put anything past this guy. I wish it was Syria, but no, it is to protect Syria. Commander-in-Chief, you got to be kidding. He goes to Fort Drummond and inspires nobody, then flies to a gay gala in the Big Apollonia, only for the money. Hands out a few lollipops to the suckers, pockets big bucks, what a warrior. The 10th Mountain Division, one great portion of a fantastic military defense team, gets no keys to the city it protects. Fort Drum, New York, is the home of the 10th Mountain Division. They're our own. And they get no thanks or appreciation. They get no keys to the city it protects from Mayor Bloomingdale, the three-time loser. Not a welcome home, not a we thank you for your sacrifice, not a free hotel room from anyone, including the Trumpy. Not a free cab ride, not one a day of thanks to the 10th Mountain Division. They climb the peaks of the Hindu Kush to keep us safe in New York. You want to see gratitude from a 911 New York, contact me. We will shame this city into doing the right thing. You give me one day, I'll give you a show you wouldn't believe. I can understand the love of Obama's fans. Being the first black president calls for a feeling of pride. The sad truth is he's the first black puppet president controlled by evil white men who hate this country. The sad result will be the slogan, no more Obamas for the next 20 years. I'm watching this guy on the Republican side. I think his name is Kane. He's a self-made man. Obama has taken him out of the picture already. Because people are going to say, oh, we can't have another Obama. It's going to be a quick flip. A quick flip answer, and a lot of people will dismiss him. And that's not fair. He'll probably do a better job than all the other guys that are up there. Yeah, and you might even get some money back. It gets worse. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, it gets worse. The party of flag-burning death to children wants a giant windfall tax raise to cover all the votes they bought with America's money. Have you seen all the BS committees freeloaded with party stooges and worthless paycheck pac-men? It is not Obama's fault that the country is falling apart. He just got in the limo for the ride. We created this Frankenstein government by not watching the cash register. The only way we will be strong again is we have to take our medicine. We have to stop selling out to terrorist states, including the UN and the welfare state, and put America back to work. Out there somewhere is a wounded GI missing limbs coming back from the Clinton wars. And don't tell me it was Bush's war. It was never Bush's war. Bush was the bagman for the outgoing Clinton administration. The Clintons declared war on New York City in 1993 when they let bin Laden get away with the first hit. It took us 10 years to get bin Laden. You got to be kidding. It should have been 10 minutes. And that goes to show you how ill-prepared we were. You don't want to do a 911 review because you'll be very sick. And that committee that they put together to investigate it was so politically packed it was ridiculous. And Bush let them get away with it. I never would have allowed that committee to sit with the staff that it had on there, including the women that showed up to blame Bush, saying the widows. And then the next time I saw the widows, they were at a John Kerry rally on stage with Hanoi John, who said he would have been a better president. Yeah, and we'd all be speaking Chinese. Yeah, we may be speaking Chinese yet anyway. A lot of people are taking Mandarin lessons. I don't know if you're noticing. The only way, well, that's because we're going to be having business intercourse with them. Yeah, they're going to take your money and they're going to buy your country. Yeah, the only way we will be strong again is we have to take our medicine. We have to stop shelling out to the terrorist states. Somewhere out there is a GI missing limbs coming back from the Clinton wars. Even missing limbs, he is ready to go to work. And we are subsidizing lazy Democrats who only have to vote to earn a subsidy. You don't have to hire border guards to seal that drug route. Just move OSHA and the EPA stooges and their desks down to the Rio Grande. Let them keep an eye out for people pollution. You could say goodbye to the SBA also. And you know, we got to raise the bar. We got to raise the standards. We got to stop taking in criminals from other countries. We got to stop buying stories for political asylum that are not true. I was convinced, the media convinced me that dirty Frenchman had molested a hard-working hotel maid. And now it turns out that the hotel maid is dirty. And now everybody's wondering if the Frenchman was set up because he was going to run against Sarkozy in France. It's really sad. And the people that are connected in district attorney's office, Cyrus Vance Jr., he's too close to the Carter crime family. Well, anyway, let me just tell you, somebody sent me this. I'll share it with you. 500 government programs and agencies that could be closed right now. The most provocative part is a litany of agencies and programs that seems to be overlapping. The following summary comes from the Wall Street Journal. Reduce each set of bureaucracy to one, and we can axe around 500 institutions. If that's unrealistic, then how about we get rid of half? And Operation Half is what we should be working on. 15 agencies that implement food safety laws. 80 agencies that help disadvantaged people with transportation. 24 federal agencies dealing with information technology. 80 economic development programs, including 52 devoted to entrepreneurial efforts. More than 100 programs to deal with surface transportation run by 5 divisions within the Department of Transportation. Over 20 federal programs to deal with homelessness. You know what you could do with the homeless? You round them up and you let them build their own home on abandoned city property and give them a project and put them in barracks. Let them build their own barracks, and then they can build their own city within a city. After 20 federal programs to deal with, over 20 federal programs to deal with homeless, 82 programs that deal with teacher quality spread across multiple agencies. I make a joke about this. The state of New York has taken over gambling from the mob, and already they've had to close horse racing. They turned it into a losing proposition. And they said that all this gambling money was going to education, and the kids in public school can't even spell bookmaker. 82 programs that deal with teacher quality, 56 programs dealing with financial literacy, 47 programs for job training and employment. And I'll tell you, one we could get rid of tomorrow, the snoopers on the American people. We got too many snoopers. You don't know what they are, well, then you've never been in business. You go into business, you'll meet the snoopers. The city sends them, the state sends them, and the federal government sends them. They come around, they check your register. I always equate a government tax revenue is with the guy in the white suit and the Godfather who goes into the grocery store and opens the cash register and helps himself, says, I just want to wet my beak a little. That's your government at work. We need to do a better balancing act on the books. When I see veterans coming home to debt after being in a war zone for 26 straight months, and then see Dennis Kucinich suing the Fat Cat Lunchroom in Washington, D.C. for concealed olive pits, you know they got to go. When 10 senators sneak off to China during their third spring break and refuse to tell you what deals they made, then hear through the grapevine that China is coming to Idaho with their own workers, somebody needs to be fired and arrested. If 500,000 Americans are losing their jobs every month, so should this oversized government in proportion to the country. Ideally, one term of office and no pension should be mandatory for every politician in the land. Don't let them get too comfortable, because when they get too comfortable, it costs you. You give them one term of office, get your crap, and get out to no pension. Especially Mayor Mohammed Bloomingdale in the 911 basement experiment. You know, they plan to charge $20 to view the remains. It's going to be a tourist trap when it was a death trap. The WTC should be seized by the American government and labeled a war memorial with a big cross on top, just like the Arizona. Pay those greedy money changers off with $10 under His Eminence domain and show them the swinging door. That is why it took 10 years to get started. The progress was slowed by greed. Compare that to the Empire State Building, built in 1 year by guys without OSHA gear smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day. If you want your country back, you better start bitching now and showing up at tea parties. We need to cut our losses. We need to rebuild the second greatest generation, get the atheistic communists out of public and private schools, bring good role models to the front, play the Star Spangled Banner on all TV stations at 11 p.m. It sounds a lot better than a citizen's band test. Avoid the near occasions of sin and drugs. 90% of all crime is drug-related. A junkie with no soul took the lives of 4 good Americans whose only crime was being at the scene of the crime in Medford, Long Island, New York. Now we are going to feed and protect him for 40 years. When he stole 160 years of life from good people. No way would I pay that bill. Express checkout should be the rule. Give him equal time, the same time he gave those helpless, innocent people, 1 minute. The Demo Commie Party of Death and Taxes is moving on your underwater house. You thought it was going to be oceanfront, but now it's underwater. They want to eliminate your tax deduction, one of the main reasons you bought the house. They took your Social Security payments and used them to pay their own bills. They can't even get an interest-free loan from the banks they own. Don't think they dream each night about that big, juicy 401k you have. They know where it is. Like Saddam, they have access to the bank when it is close to you. The Hope and Change man dines like Nero with his Wall Street enemies. Jeffrey Immelt eats first from the stuffed pig with Chinese dumplings. He gives a new meaning to takeout. Tax-free from column A and B. Can you say made in China? Come on, let's get real. You're going to tell me that the greatest nation on the face of the earth, the land of that shining city on a hill, the land of the free and the home of the broke, are you telling me that we can't go into competition against China and beat their ass? Are you kidding me? What are you going to say? Well, because he's only making a dollar a week. Let's beat the guy that's only making a dollar a week. We can do it. We just got to figure out how. Isn't that what's called Yankee know-how? American ingenuity? Often copied, but never duplicated. Yeah. So, Operation Half is the goal. If we miss the 50% cut by 10% or even 20%, Moody's will know we are serious. It is time to sit down with the family, count our blessings, and plan the road to recovery. The cardinal rule, they're going to ban that word soon, should be charity begins at home. The country boy saying is, give a man a fish, he waits till tomorrow to be fed. Teach him how to fish, he feeds himself forever. So let's not flounder anymore. Take that helpless look off your face. We are Americans, a cut above the rest. More patriotic and religious than anywhere else. You know, I just found out that Brazil, abortion is illegal. Illegal in Brazil. It's against the law to have an abortion. Doesn't mean they're not going on. But you know what the Brazilian lady told me? Oh, we're a Catholic country. Even though we party at carnival time, we go to church on Sunday. And you got to give them an A for effort. They know the difference between a good intention and pro-choice conventions. So take that helpless look off your face. We are Americans, a cut above the rest, more patriotic and religious than anywhere else. Let's keep the ball rolling. Come home to God and country. The streets are paved with gold. We just got to do a clean sweep. And you know what somebody told me? This lady from Brazil told me. That I said, do you have a national anthem? And she says, yeah, but it's so long nobody sings it. And besides, it doesn't mean much because the government is our enemy. How's that? And she goes, oh, we don't have the patriotism you have in this country. You'll see a Brazilian flags maybe at a soccer game, but there's no patriotic pride like there is here in the United States. And we're on the downside of patriotism. We're on the declining side of patriotism. Now, the states that weren't listed as the top 20 should strive to be in the top 20 next poll. And I got to tell you, my borough was pretty patriotic. I think we could match anybody in the country flag for flag. And even here, we're losing our zest. The saddest thing is to hear somebody call the Star Spangled Banner the baseball song. You know? As a matter of fact, I'm going to make it my life's work to make that person who said that eat those words. And I'm going to do it over time, very gently. But I'm going to get her. All right, so having said that, let me give you here's a real patriotic tune. How long has TWA been out of business? How long has Pan Am been out of business? Both failures of those airlines can be attributed to Islamic terrorism. In the case of TWA, there was a hijacking and the plane was taken to Beirut Airport. And they found, when they collected the passports, they found a Navy diver on board. His name was Robert Stethem. Now, this goes back to probably late 60s, early 70s. And they beat this guy
unmercifully. And then they brought him to the door of the plane, and they shot him in the back of the head and threw him in onto the tarmac. And he was one of the first casualties of this Muslim holy war against the infidel. And he has long been forgotten, but some people still remember the name Navy diver Robert Stethem. And this, the patriotic tune I'm going to play next is dedicated to him and all Americans who shed blood so that we can be free. Pan Am, Lockerbie, the explosion over Lockerbie, Scotland. TWA, as a result of hijackings, they went out of business. Pan Am, as a result of the Lockerbie, Scotland explosion, they also went out of business. So that was another Islamic Muslim holy war victory. And that's how long we've been fighting this religious war, sanctioned by mullahs and blessed by the Muslim religion. I don't want to hear about the good Muslims, bad Muslims. There's only a handful. It's a handful of countries. It's not a handful. It's a handful of what? A handful of countries. It is a religious war. Jihad is mentioned 160 times in the Quran. It is a vow that is taken by holy Muslims to carry out a bloodbath against the infidel. And it is respected by all Muslims. So, having said that, I just wanted to remind you. And they also try to take out a U.S. Air and United Airlines on 911. They were supposed to go out of business, too. So, I don't want to hear a handful of Muslims have hijacked the religion. That's not what's happening. Get real. Get to know your enemy. And keep an eye on them, because they intend to hurt you first chance they get. Happy 4th of July. That was our 4th of July show for 2011, and very soon I'm going to lay on you our 4th of July show for 2012. And right now I'll give you a little treat.
It's called The Meddlesomes.
Welcome to the Meddlesome Show with Daryl and Star Meddlesome. Hi, I'm Star. We're welcoming you today because this is our brand new show and we're just opening it up and we've just moved into a brand new neighborhood. And let us kick off our show and then we'll tell you the issues of the day. Wasn't that a tremendous opening? We the Meddlesomes have now moved into Meddlesome, New York. A little bedroom community for people 25 and older. And it's really wonderful. We had to leave our other community because we were getting a lot of death threats. But now that we're here, we're starting afresh. And we want to just get involved with this community like we got involved in the other one. And right now, Star, honey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm reading the association bylaws.
And what do they say?
Well, they say that the next door neighbor, his American flag is 1 centimeter over the required height.
So we'll bring that up at the next meeting, won't we, Star?
Oh, it can't wait. We love to be part of the community. We love to mingle. We're the Meddlesomes.
Who's at the door, dear?
It looks like one of those veterans from the foreign wars, you know, the ones that sell the poppies.
Well, see what he wants.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to know if you care to donate to the veterans of foreign wars.
He wants a donation, Daryl.
Well, what kind of donation does he want, dear?
How much do you want?
Well, anything you care to give, ma'am.
He says anything we care to give. Well, give him 15 cents and ask him to sign our petition to have all the crosses removed from the cemeteries. Would you say hello? Hello?
Daryl, do you remember last week when that man was walking his dog in front of our house and he didn't have a pooper scooper and we turned him in and we read Clause 23 of the town ordinance and they put his dog to death?
Yes, dear.
Well, he's back. He's on our front lawn with a goddamn elephant.
Call a sheriff, dear. Call a sheriff. He must be a Republican. He's one of those terrorists. He's probably a veteran. He's one of those terrorists that Janet Napolitano warned us about.
This is Daryl here, and I hope you're enjoying our show. We put it all together just for you. We're the Meddlesomes. It's Daryl and Star Meddlesome.
Hi, I'm Star.
And we're now going to get dressed, and we're going to go to Town Hall, and we're going to get the Ten Commandments removed from the building. So let's give you our theme, because we're the Meddlesomes.
Because you've got personality. Walk with personality. Talk with personality. Smile with personality. Charm with personality. Love with personality. And plus you got a great big heart. So over and over. Well, I'll be a fool for you. Over and over. What more can I do?
Hi, this is Star Meddlesome. Daryl and I are going out today. We were supposed to leave early this morning and get the petition signed to legalize marijuana, but this little girl opened up a
lemonade stand across the street, and we had to wait for the Food and Drug Administration to take her away. You'd think they would be quicker when we call. Yes, they took her away because she's only about 5 years old, and this is a 25 and older community. So they put her outside the gate because we're a gated community. And we don't want anybody inside our gate that doesn't belong here. So Daryl and I are going out now. Oh, they find that little girl $85,000. That'll straighten them out. Can't have people getting out of hand. They have to obey the law. And there's not enough laws in this country. I want a law with every congressman's name on it. Well, Daryl and I are going out now. We're gonna do some community service. We're going to get our petition signed today to legalize marijuana. Yes. And Daryl and I, we're from the hippie generation. We were free lovers and free thinkers. And we used to do a lot of weed, as they called it back then. And but now we're too old to do that. So I just take the Marinol. And Daryl, he takes marijuana in suppository form. You ought to see him inhale. You would think his lungs were in his ass. Oh, right next to his brains. Well, we're going to go out. Everybody loves to legalize marijuana. If we're successful in passing marijuana legislation, then there won't have to be any drug-free zones in front of the schools anymore. The kids can do the drugs right in the classroom. Yes, and I also, Daryl and I are working on a book, How to Raise Children According to the State. I'm going to break for a little theme song now, and then we'll discuss what's going on in this country and how we can get involved.
'Cause you've got personality. Walk with personality. Talk with
like that? Did you get a kick out of that? Have you ever met the Meddlesomes? I'm sure you have. Huh? You meet them in the supermarket. They block the aisles. They go in a 10 or less a line with 20 items. I'll give you another one. I give you an interview with the Queen of England. This is an exclusive.
Welcome to the Spirit of America, a radio show. And as I promised you, an exclusive. And tonight we have it. We are interviewing the Queen of England. Your Majesty, welcome to the Spirit of America Party, a radio show.
Very well. How are you?
Your Majesty, how do you like your tour of the USA?
It's always nice to be in the colonies. I love everybody.
Your Majesty, did you go to Washington to see the President?
No, I'm only going to see white people.
Your Majesty, the President is half white.
I said I'm only going to see white people. I love white people. We have enough trouble with the wogs back home. They're running amok. They're messing up Buckingham Palace, wearing their burkas, hiding their faces, shouting God knows what.
Your Majesty, did you know that President Obama sent back the bust of Winston Churchill to England?
Oh yes, we retaliated. We sent back a Walt Disney Star Baby.
Your Majesty, were you glad that President Bill Clinton sent Mr. Mitchell over to heal the rift between the Brits and the Irish and bring peace to the Irish people?
Let me tell you something about Bill Clinton. He's a clerk. He's an errand boy. He's sent by clerks to collect a grocery bill. I saw that in Apocalypse Now with Marlon Brando. I love Marlon Brando.
Well, how about the healing process that Mr. Mitchell brought to Ireland?
That jerk. He couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. He should have left us all alone. We're worse off now than we were before. All they do is monkey face for the cameras.
You know that the President Obama is sending Mr. Mitchell to heal the rift between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
A fat chance that would be. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The guy mucked up the Irish peace talks, and now he's going to talk to crazies. He's going to bring them all back to sanity. Yes, of course. Yes, we'll all wait on that one, won't we?
Do you have an illegal alien problem like we do in the United States?
Oh, yes, we have the Pakis. The Pakis are a burden to the entire country. If I had my way, I'd shuffle them all off to Buffalo. With their chanting in their mosques. And a disgrace. Do you know they want to put me in a burqa? Could you see me in a burqa? Maybe Prince Charles, but not me.
Your Majesty, I understand that United, one of the Beatles. Which one was it?
It was the pimply face one, Paul McCartney. They wanted me tonight, John Lennon, but I got to tell you a secret. I hate all those little bugs. I hate Beatles.
Well, how about Mickey Jagger? Would you knight him?
I'd rather see him with his tongue nailed to the gallows floor. The British invasion, they call themselves. They're nothing but a bunch of drug addicts. Yes. Snorting up the world. Was he the one with the purple sunglasses that married the Harry Carey girl? Was that him? John Lennon? Yes, that was him, I think. Yeah, he left to go to the United States because he didn't want to pay the vigorish to the Queen.
What do you think of Prince Charles marrying Camilla Parker Bowles?
Oh, that's her name, is it? I thought it was Bowles. She has a face like a bowel. Not since Henry VIII have I seen such a horse. Yes, she makes Anna Cleves look like Marilyn Monroe. Yes, do you know that they tried to pass a law that the parents could go to jail for spanking their children? Did you know that? Do you know when they wanted to pass it? They wanted to pass it on a Friday night, but they postponed it because over the weekend Camilla wanted to punish Charles. He had been naughty again. He had to wear those long stockings.
Well, Your Majesty, we thank you for your time. And are there any other states you're going to visit?
Oh, yes, I'm going to Arizona. I'm going to support the people of Arizona. They're the only ones that know what's going on in this country. I love white people, especially the Mexicans.
Your Majesty, did you ever meet Bill Clinton when he was hiding out in London, avoiding the draft?
Oh, yes, I met the bugger. He was bumming marijuana cigarettes on the street, wearing a beard, protesting the war. Boy, what a two-faced bastard he is. He'd sell his mother for a tin whistle. I understand he made $137 million in government. Oh, and he didn't even take up a second collection. And he got a golden saxophone from an Israeli agent who sells arms to the Iranians. He groped me one time on the reception line. Then he said, "I'm sorry, I thought you were Captain Willie." He wanted to know if I deliver pizza wearing a beret. But his wife is the real McCoy. She really is. You know, she's in the book of Revelation. Yes, she's going to be the next president. It's in the book of Revelation. And a beast will appear in the sky. And will have seven heads. And her tail will sweep the stars from the heavens.
Well, that's all the time we have today, Your Majesty. We do thank you for dropping in. Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, I love tea parties. I hope the tea party wins in November. Get rid of all those bums.
That's it, folks. www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com. You heard it here first. Except no substitutes. Did I say substitutes? Yeah. O'Reilly had on two prosecutors, and I thought I said substitutes. Yeah, he had two prosecutors on. I said, yeah. Well, you know, these two women are prosecutors. I said, you know what? It's not a bad profession, but you can't stay in it all your life. And you got to watch out for those STDs. If you can't figure out who to vote for in November, get my book, Spirit of America Party. There are names in there of people not to vote for. And you can't miss it. It's got an American eagle on the cover, and it says, "Take me to the beach." Spirit of America Party.
Okay. We were talking about revolution earlier. The revolution of 1798 in Ireland was put down by the Brits. And they left a poem.
Who fears to speak of 98? Who blushes at the name? When cowards mock the patriot's fate, who hangs his head for shame? He is all a knave and half a slave who slights his country thus. But a true man, like you, man, you can fill your glass with us. We drink the memory of the brave, the faithful and the few. Some lie far off beyond the wave, some sleep in Ireland too. All are gone, but still lives on the fame of those who died. All true men, like you, men, remember them with pride. Some on the shores of distant lands their weary hearts have laid, and by the stranger's heedless hands their lonely graves were made. But though their clay be far away, beyond Atlantic foam, it's true men, like you men, their spirits are still at home. The dust of some is Irish earth, among their own they rest, and the same land that gave them birth has caught them to her breast. And we will pray that from their clay full many a race may start of true men like you men to act as brave a part. They rose in dark and evil days to right their native land. They kindled here a living blaze that nothing shall withstand. Alas, that might can vanquish right. They fell and passed away. But true men like you men are plenty here today. Then here's their memory, may it be for us a guiding light, to cheer our strife for liberty and teach us to unite. Through good and ill, be Ireland still, though sad is theirs your fate, and true men are like you men, like those of 98.
Yep, you got to remember those who have fallen. The Irish do, and so do we. But there is an element in this country that wants to erase the memory of patriotism. Stalin said the three greatest strengths of the United States are patriotism, spirituality, and morality. And they work every day to take them down. Look what Hollywood is doing. Gomorrah Hollywood. Look what they're doing to our kids. Look what MTV is doing to our kids. Look what the media is doing to our kids. Okay. We're going to play you July 4th, 2012. I hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to the Spirit of America, the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. You can call us SOAP, which stands for, not Snakes on a Plane, Spirit of America Party. We're opening the 4th of July celebration with a tribute to all Americans. May we be united once again. Instead of being this diversified, sloppy cluster of splinter groups that have been successfully chopped into pieces by the Party of Death, Party de la Muerte, the Demo Camos. There are only two parties in America today. Communists and mainstream Americans. Which one are you? Communists come in different grades, and they come in all colors. Yeah. Okay, so let's kick off our celebration here and pray to God that next year we have one too. In order to begin this celebration, we have to take into consideration with grateful thanks those who died so that you and I could stand around and complain about secondhand smoke. Those who gave their young lives and all their tomorrows so you and I could stand in an airport line complaining about having to take our shoes off to the guy behind us who's a Marine missing two legs. 911, we brought it on ourselves by our inept attitude. And we're paying for it every day. We weren't ready. And remember what George Washington said. In times of peace, prepare for war. And you're watching one build up in the Middle East right now in the Straits of Hormuz. Wait till you see the price of oil. And we'll all be complaining about the gas. The price of gas is now $9 a gallon. But nobody will say a guy, a GI, bled out his life by the gallon so that you and I could live to complain about it.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze, and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues away, let all that grieve partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong. Let freedom.
That was pretty good, wasn't it? Yeah, we gotta have more tunes like that. So who makes up that My Country Tis of Thee crowd? Senior citizens? People that go to church? Those Bible thumpers with their guns? Who doesn't make it up? Occupy Wall Street? You ever see the look? You ever see the faces of Occupy Wall Street when they show up with their laptops and their sophisticated communication gear? I said last night in the show there was one guy that was interviewed. He was I was demonstrating for 10 days, and the girl said to him, "You must stink." He goes, "Oh no, I go around the corner to my brother's apartment and shower every night." Yeah, and his brother's apartment. You know what the rent is around the corner? $4,000 a month. Yeah, and he's demonstrating for people. Yes, I want to be like the common man. I want to eat the black bread and drink water. Yeah, give me a break, guys. Get a life. Get a job. Go out to work. Work! That's the four-letter word that they hate. Oh, no, I'm going to university. I'm going to get an extra degree. Then I'm going to come out and destroy this country. All right, let's have another patriotic tune. Coming out of church a Sunday, going into church the same way. There's a guy, he's got a table set up. He's sitting right in the, directly in the sun. He's a veteran of the Marine Corps, and he's selling little roses. So I had two 20s in my pocket. I gave him one. And he gave us three roses. And then he said to my wife, "Come here, I want to tell you something." And as she leaned over, he kissed her. Now, you know, why not? And it's funny, you know. Life is short, and life usually comes down to a bunch of memories. So make them good memories. And this next tune is dedicated to all those Marines who paid the ultimate price, who went and fought and died with their country and were lucky enough to come home alive. And our thanks. Without the Marine Corps, we would be all speaking either German or Japanese or the new languages, Russian and Chinese. And you think about that, and the next time you see a Marine, buy him a beer and let him kiss your girl. Okay, this tune is Auld Lang Syne. It's by the U.S. Marine Corps band, and Should Old Acquaintance Be Forgot. Just listening to a Mike Gallagher rerun, and he's talking about how the PETA people went after him because he eats steak. You know, I never saw PETA demonstrating outside an abortion clinic. Yet they'll protest the murder of chickens. But you'll never see anybody from PETA outside a Democratic chop shop. Time for another tune. Bartender, champagne, and a giraffe of wine. This next tune I'm dedicating to all the military chaplains who are currently being muzzled by the Party of Death, the new Communist Party, formerly the Democamos, formerly the Democrats. I'm dedicating that to you,
and to all your parishioners. I'm dedicating it to every GI unjustly imprisoned by this new communist regime whose only intent is to destroy the military. I'm dedicating it to all you guys that are suffering quietly and have no voice. So this is my prayer for you.
The History Channel. I love the History Channel, and I feel that's going to be the last refuge of a patriot, the History Channel. As the communists take over every network falls to communist propaganda and the rewriting of history. The only thing that will be left where you can make any sense will be the History Channel until that finally falls. But they were talking about George Washington and how the British had occupied Boston Harbor, and how an officer named Knox, who Fort Knox is now named after, he was a bookseller. And he went up to Fort Ticonderoga with a bunch of men, and they took all the cannon from Fort Ticonderoga and they brought it to Boston. Can you imagine? It was in March. Can you imagine? No roads, you know, just the corduroy roads, the dirt roads from Fort Ticonderoga all the way to Boston. And overnight, once they arrived, overnight, Washington placed them in such a position that the British had to evacuate Boston. They couldn't hold Boston because the guns on the heights would have torn them to shreds. So the British quickly pulled out of Boston. And with them went 2,000 loyalists. If we retook our country, how many communist loyalists would have to evacuate? And those loyalists had to take everything they owned. And some of them had been in Boston for two or three generations. But because they sided with the king and the rebels were on the hill, they had to go. They had to go. And I flash back. When I was a young salesman on the road, I had to go to Ticonderoga, New York. And it was in the middle of the winter. And I used to leave on a Sunday so I could be fresh in town on a Monday morning. And when I got up there, it was snowing like crazy, and I made a wrong turn on the road. And where did I go? I went to Fort Ticonderoga. And it was eerie because there was nobody there. And you could see the pitchworks were still there. And, you know, the regular historical edifices were still there, and I was waiting for a guy to come out from behind a tree with a long rifle. But luckily, I found my motel room. But it's eerie when you go there, and you know that men have died there, fought and died there, just like Peleliu, Tarawa, Iwo Jima, and those guys are still buried out there. Yep. I was once up on the Hudson River on the New Jersey side at a very high point on the Palisades, and you could look down and see the city of New York, look down the river, and I said to myself, some American Indian or a colonist was standing at the very same spot I'm standing on, looking down that river in the 1700s. And then as I looked down that river, I remembered two planes coming down it to go to the World Trade Center. The greatest military defeat in the history of the United States. And they don't even teach it in school. Why not? Because it's not politically correct to die for your country.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Of 100 circling camps, they have built for him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His face marching on. figures you and me. As he died to make men whole, let us live to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. While God is marching.
I told you that I think his name was Henry Knox, brought those cannon down from Fort Ticonderoga, and he was a bookseller. How many booksellers we got in the House and the Senate today? We have too many lawyers. That's why you got 2,700 pages of a medical bill. Everybody wants a piece of the action. Everybody wants to get his name on Dodd-Frank. Everybody wants to get his name on McCain-Feingold. Too many lawyers. We got to put an end to that. And too many terms. One term per termite. That's it. Do your thing, make your contribution, and get out. No benefits. And if you're rich, no paycheck. If you're making over $20 a week, you get no paycheck. This man's crazy. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Oh, man, I heard Savage last night. He was going on about Bill O'Reilly and the Supreme Court judge that just turned communist. And I'm looking at that Supreme Court judge on fresh photos. And he's got a look on his face like, I don't know what it says. It says either, I don't care, I got you, I finally got you, or there's good money in this job. I'm telling you, man, somebody in the party of death had something on him. Somebody knew how to get to him. He was turned. He was turned.
How quick the Democamos were to take credit for getting a Bin Laden.
Oh, he made a call. He made that call. And they show you the pictures of them all sitting there watching the first helicopter break its tail. And Hillary Clinton is she's looking like she's on pins and needles. If this goes wrong, how are we going to lie our way out of this? Yeah, and they're all sitting there. Admiral Lemon is there. And they're all sitting and they're watching it like it's a TV show. And, of course, they the media get the camera angle on the president, show him looking concerned. You know, don't show the basketball. Don't show the basketball. Yeah, give me a break. So they then, kudos all over the world. Yeah, he got Bin Laden. And then he started strutting, you know, I got Bin Laden. And then all of a sudden, Hollywood wants to make a movie. And you've seen all of the shots before, after, while they were working up to the hit on Bin Laden. There he was doing this, he was doing that. Everybody was zeroed in. It was a wonderful day. We got him, we lost nobody. Except that one doctor that we left behind because we didn't want to pay him the $25 million reward money. Yeah, who's being tortured and forgotten about. He got the one-day news. You know, the communist one-day news. You know what else is communist one-day news? SEAL Team 6 is dead. SEAL Team 6 is wiped out. No, they're not. No, they're not. There's more than 22 men in SEAL Team 6. Well, to me, that's SEAL Team 6. Those 22 men are dead. And there was no photos of Obama getting that bad news. There was no Situation Room discussion. That was... They were... They were like that Pakistani doctor. They got the one-day news. They were buried in the press before they were buried at home. But I don't forget nothing. 911, we forget nothing. And I got a tribute to those guys. You go to YouTube. SEAL Team 6 sacrificed. YouTube. SEAL Team 6 sacrificed. And look at the faces of the greatest men in the United States. You look at all those genes that will no longer be passed on. You look at all of the boys and girls that would have been born to that crew that will not be born. And they were sent into an ambush. I call it a phone-ahead ambush. There was no investigation. But I went on to the blog sites of a lot of guys who served in SEAL teams and Rangers, and they all said the same thing, it stinks. They all said it stinks. And when something stinks, you got to either respray or cover it up. And that's what Obama did. And that's what the Party of Death did. The Party de la Muerte. Yeah, but they'll take credit for getting Bin Laden, but they won't take credit for losing SEAL Team 6. And I just hope that wasn't a gift to the Pakistanis. I really do. But definitely somebody phoned ahead for an ambush. I'd like to know all the facts. I would like to know every blade of grass that grew where they fell. Hang in there, and we're going to pay a tribute to SEAL Team 6.
Guess we've completed our mission on that pre-recorded episode. Let me give you a little Chuck Berry.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
to get you something. Don't jump right in. I got to go. I got to go and watch this little needle move slowly. Oh, it just won't do it for me. Got it. Okay. Here's a dog joke.
Hi, boys and girls. Got a dog joke for you. This guy is driving through a farming area, and he comes across a house, and there's a dog for sale sign on the porch. And it says, dog for sale at $10. So he goes, oh, I got it wrong. He sees a sign on the porch. The porch says, a talking dog for sale at $10. So he goes up to the farmer and he says, I see you got a talking dog for sale. He goes, yeah, he's around back. You want to go talk to him? Go ahead. So he goes around back, and there's this dog, and he says to the dog, how you doing? The dog says, I'm all right. How you doing? He says, you really are a talking dog. He says, yeah. He says, how did you learn to talk? He says, well, I used to be in the CIA. First they trained me for drug sniffing and the IED sniffing detection. And then I went and I took an advanced course, and they used me. I used to be a spy in the CIA. If you check, you'll see that in a lot of pictures where diplomats come to the United States or the American ambassador visits a head of state, you'll see me in the picture, and I was eavesdropping. And then I would be debriefed when I came back off the mission, and I would tell the CYA what was going on in the room at the time the conversations were taking place. He says, my God, that's fantastic. He says, how come you don't work for the CIA anymore? He says, well, I settled down and I raised a litter of puppies and I'm retired. So the guy runs around to the farmer and he goes, I can't believe it. This dog talks. How can you be selling this dog so cheap? And the farmer says, he's a liar. He never did any of that stuff. Okay. Good? Bad? What do you think?
Okay. There was a U.S. Marine Corps band at a gala affair, and General MacArthur's wife was a guest of honor, and her favorite tune was Dixie. So the band started to play it, and the communists jumped up and stopped the band and protested the song under the guise that it was a Southern warfare song and slavery. So in honor of General MacArthur's wife, and with a deepest, humblest apologies, here's Dixie. We'll be right back. There you go. Don't let the communists box us in. Don't let them divide and conquer us. We're Americans first. We're better than anybody else. If you're an American, it makes you a cut above the rest. Then it's up to you to improve on the gift you've been given, the gift of freedom. Let's see what this Marine Corps hymn sounds like, and we'll say goodbye. Bugler, sound boots and saddles. People that serve this country with pride, and that is the Latinos. And so I want to thank you for your service to this country and your love of this country. And don't let the Parte de la Muerte divide us.
The town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bell are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, Yeah.